Cut rates, shut government, and stocks rally. 3Q25 was marked by the intersection of policy and markets. A government shutdown capped the quarter after partisan gridlock over spending priorities, while the Federal Reserve delivered its first rate cut in 9 months. Equities extended their rally on the back of resilient earnings and an unusually strong September, a month that has historically been weak for U.S. stocks. Abroad, activity was supported by fiscal and monetary accommodation, and global ex-U.S. equities built on their year-to-date leadership. Yet beneath the surface, stretched valuations, persistent inflation, and elevated policy uncertainty left investors with plenty to weigh as the quarter closed. U.S. policy and economy. The U.S. bull market extended in 3Q as steady economic activity and ongoing enthusiasm for AI helped offset anxieties around trade policy and stubborn inflation. The overall effective U.S. tariff rate was estimated at 17%, according to the Yale Budget Lab, the highest level since 1935. While some companies have absorbed the costs, the effects are increasingly visible in certain sectors, such as consumer staples, where margins have come under pressure. Several lower courts have ruled that the president overstepped on specific tariffs, including reciprocal duties and China fentanyl-related retaliation, with a final decision expected from the Supreme Court later this year. Trade policy uncertainty was soon eclipsed by the federal budget standoff, which ended in a government shutdown. At the center of the dispute were disagreements over spending priorities, including healthcare subsidies. The shutdown has forced several government agencies, including the Bureau of Labor Statistics, to suspend publishing and collecting economic data, an important input into Federal Reserve decision-making. For context, the longest prior shutdown began in late 2018 during President Trump's first term and lasted roughly 5 weeks. The Federal Reserve approved a quarter-point cut to the Fed funds rate in September, its first reduction in 9 months. The new target range of 4.00% to 4.25% marked the lowest level in nearly 3 years, as officials judged that labor market softness outweighed still stubborn inflation. 11 Fed governors supported the move, with newly appointed Governor Steven Miron the only one dissenting, voting in favor of a larger half-point cut. The FOMC's updated dot plot indicated expectations for 1 to 2 additional cuts by year-end, though one member projected as much as 125 basis points of further easing. Markets welcomed the cut, with equities extending their rally into quarter-end and treasury yields easing modestly along the curve. Both headline and core inflation remained sticky in 3Q25, staying above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. The Fed's preferred measure, core PCE, rose 0.2% in August and 2.7% year-over-year, little changed from prior months. CPIU also ticked higher, with headline inflation up 2.9% year-over-year and core CPI up 3.1%. Goods prices firmed across several categories, reflecting tariff pass-through and labor shortages tied to tighter immigration policies. Meanwhile, consumer spending stayed resilient, rising 0.6% in August after a 0.5% gain in July, highlighting that demand may have yet to meaningfully cool despite elevated prices. The labor market continued to soften across multiple indicators. Job growth slowed and the unemployment rate climbed to 4.3%, its highest level in 4 years. The BLS Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, JOLTS, showed slower hiring and fewer voluntary quits, which is consistent with easing labor demand. Consumer sentiment weakened further as the Conference Board's confidence index fell in September to its lowest reading since April, with respondents citing persistent concerns over job availability. Retail sales, however, surprised to the upside, rising 0.6% in August and beating expectations, signaling that household spending capacity has not yet been exhausted. The Atlanta Fed's GDP Now model revised its 3Q25 growth estimate upward to 3.9% annualized, compared to 3.1% earlier in the month. Meanwhile, the BEA's final estimate confirmed that 2Q25 real GDP had expanded at a 3.8% annualized pace. Global macroeconomics. The OECD upgraded its global growth outlook in September, reflecting stronger than expected resilience in the first half of 2025. It now projects G20 GDP growth of 3.2% for 2025, up from its 2.9% forecast in June, citing front-loaded demand ahead of tariff measures and AI investment activity. Looking ahead, the OECD expects growth to moderate, projecting G20 GDP easing to 2.9% in 2026 as labor markets soften in advanced economies and private consumption slows. Monetary policy remained divergent across major developed economies. The ECB held its policy rate at 2.15% in September, after 8 consecutive cuts since June 2024. President Christine Lagarde reiterated that inflation is expected to stabilize at the 2% target over the medium term. The Bank of England also kept rates steady at 4% following a series of 5 quarter point cuts this year, cautioning that inflation could temporarily rise before trending back toward target. Meanwhile, the Bank of Japan maintained its policy rate at 0.5%, pausing to assess the impact of U.S. tariffs and broader global demand on Japan's export sector. Political instability in France and Japan added to global uncertainty. In France, President Emmanuel Macron appointed his 5th prime minister in under 2 years, tasking him with delivering a 2026 budget and a credible path to deficit reduction. Fitch downgraded France's sovereign rating to a plus from AA-, citing the country's high debt burden and persistent political gridlock that has hindered fiscal reform. In Japan, Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba's resignation deepened political turmoil, marking the nation's 3rd leadership change in 5 years. Despite the upheaval, Japan's economy showed resilience. 2Q GDP expanded at a 1% annualized rate, following 0.6% growth in 1Q, supported by robust auto exports as automakers partially offset U.S. tariff headwinds by absorbing costs rather than passing them to consumers. China entered 3Q under pressure from weakening manufacturing, mounting deflationary concerns, and continued property sector stress. Manufacturing PMI contracted for a 6th consecutive month, underscoring persistent weakness in industrial activity. Deflationary signals also lingered, with consumer and producer prices declining year over year. In September, Beijing announced plans to deploy 500 billion renminbi, approximately $70 billion, in policy-based financial tools to accelerate infrastructure and investment projects, alongside new measures to curb overcapacity in key industries, reflecting policymakers' attempt to stabilize growth and shore up confidence. Closing thoughts. This quarter reinforced that we are living in interesting times. Some celebrate policy shifts, others cheer an unprecedented bull market, and many are simply navigating the constant churn of news. Yet markets and people move forward by adapting and finding common ground. With Thanksgiving around the corner, it's a fitting reminder that engaging across perspectives can broaden understanding, whether in policy debates, investment outlooks, or around the dinner table. As always, but especially in periods of stretched valuations and safe haven rallies, Callan encourages investors to keep a long-term perspective and a prudent asset allocation with appropriate levels of diversification.